请我们翻到启示录。
If we can open to the book of Revelation.
启示录第一章。
Chapter 1 of the book of Revelation.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道，并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫巴摩的海岛上。
I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom and patient endurance that are ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ, of Jesus.
当那日我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声如吹号说。
On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet, which said,
你所看见的当写在书上，打与以弗所、士美那、别加摩、推亚推拉、撒底、菲勒铁菲、老底加那七个教会。
Write on a scroll what you see and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.
我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个金灯台。
I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，束肩束着金带。
And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash around his chest.
他的头与头发洁白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如同火焰。
His head and hair were like white wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire.
脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。
His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters.
他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword.His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance.
我一看见就扑倒在地，在他脚前像死了一样。
When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead.
他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的。
Then he placed his right hand on me and said, Do not be afraid, I am the first and the last.
又是那存活的，我曾死过，现在又活了。直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
I'm the living one. I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades.
所以你要把所看见的和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。
Write therefore what you may have seen, what is now, and what will take place later.
论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘。那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
The mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand and of the seven golden lampstands is this. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches.
第一章第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人。他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants what must soon take place, he made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who testifies to everything he saw.
我们低头再有点祷告。
Shall we bow and have a word of prayer?
亲爱的主，我们真是把这一段时间恭敬交在你的手里。
Our dear Lord Jesus, we humbly commit this time to your hand.
我们相信是你的恩典召集我们。
We believe that it is by your grace that you have worked on us.
你知道我们属灵的光景。
You understand our spiritual condition.
你也知道我们深处的需要。
And you indeed understand the deepest need of our hearts.
所以我们再一次来到你的脚前。
So once again we come to your feet.
我们求你用你的爱来充满我们。
We pray that your love will fill us.
我们来是空空的。
We will come empty-handed.
我们回去带着你饱满的祝福而回去。
But as we leave, it will be full of your blessings.
我们仰望今天晚上你在我们中间说话。
Father, we look to you that you will speak in our midst.
当人在外面说的时候，你在我们里面说。
While men speak outwardly, you will speak inside.
但愿我们都像几个博士一样。
We will be like a few wise men.
我们一旦见了你，我们就不再用从远处回去。
Once we have encountered you, we will not go back in our own way.
但这个周末是你改变我们的时候。
May this weekend be the time you will change our life.
是全教会披麻蒙灰的时候。
It will also be the time for the whole church to put on our chests.
也是你的儿女们得着祝福的时候。
And also time for your children to receive blessings from you.
更是你自己完全得荣耀的时候。
More importantly, it's time that you will be fully glorified.
我们现在人不能，在你凡事都能。
We trust that it is impossible for man, but in you nothing is impossible.
所以我们把这个聚会恭敬地仰望在你的手里。
So we humbly commit this meeting to your hand.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
As we pray in the victorious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢主，这一次我们有时间、有机会能够再一次聚在一起。
We thank the Lord for giving us time and opportunity to gather together.
我想我们聚在一起，只有自己主的话能够满足我们。
I believe while we gather here together, only the word of God can satisfy us.
所以我们就再一次仰望主对我们每一个人说话。
So once again, we look to the Lord for Him to speak to every one of us.
我们这一次有意思是从启示录第一章、第二章、第三章，我们稍微复习一下他所说过的话。
My burden is to revise chapter 1, 2, and 3 of the book of Revelation.
我们都知道说写启示录是约翰。
We all know the writer of Revelation is John.
在跟随主的门徒里面，第一个为主寻道的是他约翰的兄弟雅各。
Among the followers of Jesus, the first being martyred was the brother of John, James.
但是约翰是活得最长的。
But John himself lived the longest.
在十二位使徒里面
And among the 12 apostles,
约翰的确是第一个最早最早跟从主的
John was the earliest to follow Jesus.
我们知道说当主遇见安德烈的时候就是主遇见约翰的时候
Remember when Jesus met Andrew, it was then he met John.
如果主来到地上是要遇见心腹的话
You know, if the Lord wascoming on earth to find his bride.
你还记不记得约翰说，施洗约翰说了一句话
？Do you remember what John the Baptist proclaimed?
娶新妇的乃是新郎。
It is the bridegroom looking for the bride.
新来的同伴只要听见新郎的声音，他就满足了。
You know the companion when they hear the voice of the bride, they will be.
本来约翰跟安德烈都是跟从主，跟随施洗约翰。
Originally, John and James, they were followers of John the Baptist.
但有一天，施洗约翰做见证说：“看哪，神的羔羊。”
But one day, John the Baptist proclaimed that, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
结果，他两个最好的门徒离开他了。
So the two best disciples of John the Baptist left him.
但他里面没有感觉。
Of course, inside they didn't feel anything.
很清楚的一件事。
But very clear.
他知道是娶新妇的乃是新郎。
He knew that the bridegroom was the one who would take the bride.
在新妇中间最早遇见主的是安德烈跟约翰。
So among the bride, the earliest disciples meeting the Lord is James and John.
所以施洗约翰只要听见新郎的声音，他就满足了。
So John the Baptist, as long as he heard the voice of the bride,He was joyful.
所以他说愿我衰微愿他兴盛。
That's why John the Baptist said, May he increase and I decrease.
这就是施洗约翰的见证。
This is the testimony of John the Baptist.
他的工作越成功
The more successful his work is.
跟随他的人都不见了。
While the less disciples would continue to follow him.
许多人就做了羔羊的同伴。
Why they would become the disciples, the companion of the Lamb.
羔羊无论往哪里去
Wherever the Lamb goes,
他都跟随
They will follow.
所以在跟随羔羊的同伴里面
So among the companions, the followers of the Lamb.
最早最早的是安德烈和施洗约翰 和约翰
The earliest are James and John.
所以在十二个使徒里面
Again, among the 12,
我们可以说最早跟从主的是约翰
We can say the earliest disciple follower is John.
但是最后一个离开世界的也是约翰
But the one who leaves the world to the last is also John.
他不止亲手看见过亲手摸过主
Not only John has touched the body of Jesus and seen the Lord Jesus.
他的确是主的门徒
Truly,He's the true follower, disciples of the Lord.
我们都知道
We all know.
主耶稣是第一个使徒
Our Lord is the first apostle.
是被父所差遣
He's being sent by the Father.
然后有十二个门徒是被我们的主所差遣
And the 12 apostles were sent by the Lord himself.
父差遣一位
The Father sent one.
就是他独生的爱子
His only beloved son, begotten son.
他的爱子差遣十二位
And his beloved son sent 12 apostles.
那就是十二门徒
Our 12 disciples.
但除了这些使徒之外
But besides these 12 apostles.
保罗跟着巴拿巴是在圣灵里面做使徒的
Paul and Barnabas, they were apostles assigned by the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵里面来跟随主的
In the Holy Spirit, they followed the Lord.
我们知道在主升天以前
You know, before our Lord ascended to heaven.
约翰是亲眼跟随我们的主
Our Lord followed our Jesus in his body.
无论羔羊往哪里去
Then wherever the lamb goes, he would follow.
他都跟随
He would follow.
但自从我们升天以后
But ever after the Lord's ascension,
圣灵住在他里面
The Holy Spirit abides in him.
他也借着圣灵继续地住在主里面
And according to the indwelling spirit, he continued to abide in the Lord.
他继续跟随主。
He continued to follow Jesus.
他天天背起十字架来跟随。
Every day he would take up his cross to follow Jesus.
他不止主道成肉身，他是主的门徒。
Not only he was the Lord incarnate as the world, he is indeed
the Lord. 今天圣灵，我们的主升到天上。
Even now, the Lord has already ascended into heaven.
仍旧羔羊往哪里去，他还是往哪里去。
But he continues to follow the Lamb wherever the Lamb goes.
所以虽然彼得、保罗都到荣耀里面去
，Even though Peter and Paul, they were all taken into glory.
但是最后留下约翰，仍旧孤单地走十字架的路。
But the last left on earth, John was still persisting following the Lord, even in solitude.
我们要问。
We have to ask.
为什么主留他在地上这么长久
Why would the Lord leave John for so long?
彼得寻道的时候，保罗寻道的时候
When Peter and Paul were martyred,
是教会最好的时候
It was the best time of the church.
一个为主做工的人
One who worked for the Lord.
如果看见教会是基督的身体
If he can see that the body of Christ is the church,
身体不止长进而且成熟
Not only the body,Growth but mature.
可以说到了教会最成熟最荣耀的时候
It was the most glorious and mature time of the church.
如果这个时候神的仆人离开
If the servant of God leaves the church then
恐怕这是神的仆人一生所期盼巴不得能这样
I'm sure many God's servants would long to have this time to depart.
但是约翰比保罗活得更长
But John lived longer than Paul.
约翰比彼得活得更长。
Longer than Peter.
他的兄弟。
His own his brother.
雅各寻道的时候。
When James was martyred.
也许只要二十分钟，主给他特别的恩典，他就为主寻道了。
Maybe only about 20 would be willing to be martyred.
看啊，这个人有一个人，他的心像狮子的心一样。
Here you can see someone's his heart is like the heart of a lion.
但他的脸。却像天使的脸。
The face is the face of an angel.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
几十分钟就可以叫雅各变成得胜者。
Only take few minutes, short period of time, James will become an overcomer.
为什么主还留下约翰
？But God had left John on earth.
外面的人一天，虽然里面的人一天心思一天。
Yes, truly, indeed, the inner man would be renewed day after day.
到底就见外面人一天老过一天。
But outwardly, we wasted and we perish.
为什么
？Why?
为什么主还留他在地上
？Why would the Lord leave John on earth?
为什么他有这么多丰富的经历
？Why would the Lord give him so much experience?
如果有一个人
，If there's a man,
真的做了羔羊的同伴。
Truly become the companion of the Lamb.
前一段是道成肉身的肉子，他怎样跟随我们的主
？The first half was the follower of the Lord, while the Lord was world became.
后面一段他怎样的跟随圣灵
But the later half, how he followed the Holy Spirit.
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
You understand?
如果讲的跟随圣灵，保罗应该是我们的例子。
If you want to say, I'm going to follow the Holy Spirit, Paul should be our example.
但是约翰不止如此。
But not only that, Paul.
他前一段跟随了我们的主。
John himself followed the Lord in his first.
经过道成肉身的日子。
The day when the Lord was the world became the flesh.
然后我们的主升到天上。
And then the Lord ascended.
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
圣灵现在住在他里面。
And now the Holy Spirit abides in him.
他羔羊无论往哪里去。
Wherever the Lamb goes.
他仍旧跟随我们的主。
John would continue to follow the Lamb.
到了他晚年的时候。
At his very last day.
那个时候他被监禁在巴摩海岛。
He was being taken prisoner in the island Patmos.
他就写了启示录。
So he wrote this book of Revelation.
全本圣经。
The whole Bible.
一本是旧约的但以理书。
One is in the book of Daniel in the Old Testament.
一本是启示录。
And the other is the New Testament, the Revelation.
是讲到神将来所要成就的事。
He will talk about things that are to come.
很稀奇。
Amazingly.
但以理写但以理书的时候已经是九十多岁的老人。
When Daniel wrote the book of Daniel, he was already in his 90s, an old man.
启示录，约翰写启示录也是九十几岁。
And also, same, when John wrote Revelation, he was already over 90.
九十几岁在世界上是没有用的人。
You know, if you're already 90 years old, you are not of many use in the world.
你能相信九十几岁的人所说的话吗？
Can you trust someone who's over 90 his word?
虽然这里有两个老人。
But here are two old men.
他们老，他们没有朽。
But they are old, but they are not corrupt.
他们每天你看见仍旧新鲜活泼在主面前。
Every day they live a living life before the Lord.
所以神把最重大的启示在旧约里面给了但以理，在新约里面给了约翰。
That's why God gave them the most important revelation.In the Old Testament Daniel and New Testament John.
这里讲到耶稣基督的启示。
He had said the revelation of Jesus Christ.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这是约翰后来所得到的启示。
It was the revelation John received in his later life.
当主道成肉身的日子。
When Jesus was incarnated in the world.
他得着个启示。
The revelation John received.
所以他就把约翰福音给了我们。
So he wrote the book of John, the Gospel of John.
太初有道，道与神同在。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God.
他给我们看见神的儿子。
John caused to see the Son of God.
然后给我们看见约翰怎样躺在神儿子的怀里。
And even John himself, how he drew close to the bosom of Jesus.
约翰福音不只给我们启示，也给我们经历。
The book of John gave us.Revelation and experience.
大家还记得吗？
Do you remember?
当约翰看见一朵云彩把我们的主接去。
When John saw a cloud took our Lord up.
他就一直巴不得有一天云彩能把我们的主带回来。
He was waiting and waiting. One day the cloud would bring the Lord back.
所以启示录第一章第七节一开始就说，看哪，他驾云降临。
That's why Revelation 1, chapter 1, verse 7, Look, he is coming with the cloud.
什么叫耶稣基督的启示？
What is meant by the revelation of Jesus Christ?
本来自从那个云彩把我们主带到天上去。
Ever since the cloud took the Lord up into heaven.
这个宇宙对约翰来讲是个谜。
The whole universe to John was just a mystery.
他不知道云端那边的故事。
He didn't understand what is happening behind the cloud.
他只能祷告巴不得主耶稣快来。
He could only pray, Lord, may one day you would come back soon.
他等候有一天主真的回来。
He was waiting and waiting until one day the Lord would return.
所以你能够想象到。
So you can imagine.
自从我们主升天以后。
Ever since the Lord was taken up.
到了他写启示录的时候。
Until the day when he wrote Revelation.
也许过了五十年，也许过了六十年。
Could be already 50 or 60 years.
他每一次抬头望天，
Every time when he looked into heaven,
他巴不得是那朵云彩把我们主带回来。
Would long to see the cloud bringing the Lord back to him.
因为他听见两个少年怎么说呢？
Because he heard two young men said.
他说，这位主耶稣怎么升到天上，他也怎么要回来。
They said how the Lord Jesus was taken up into heaven in the same way he will be brought.
约翰记得很清楚。
John remembered clearly.
他跟随主只能跟随到云端。
He could only follow the Lord up to the cloud.
他最多眼睛跟到云端。
Even his eyes could only follow the cloud.
然后云端那一面完全是个谜。
But the realm after the cloud is a mystery to him.
他一直希望有人把那个谜解开了。
He was waiting and longing that one day the mystery would be explained.
他一直希望那有人能够把那个宇宙的奥秘宇宙的面纱把它解开。
One day the veil of the mystery will be taken off.
云端这一边。
The cloud side on him.
是约翰福音。
Is the book of John.
他知道我们的主怎样道成肉身。
Of course, he knew that our Lord was the Word. Word became.
他所得的启示最多就到云端为止。
And the revelation he had received before still ends at the cloud.
在云端这一边。
Yes, on this side of the cloud.
就是约翰福音。
It was the gospel according to John.
当你读约翰福音的时候
，So when you read John,
你看见圣灵只两次提到怀
，And the Holy Spirit said twice about
bosom.
Yes.
第一次就是我们的主独生子怎样在父的怀里。
The first is when John described how Jesus, the only begotten Son, in the bosom of the Father.
这是约翰福音第一章
，Chapter 1 of John.
第二次也是最后一次。
And then the second time, also the last time.
提到怀的时候，是告诉我们说约翰怎样代表教会在主的怀里。
Again, talking about John, how he represents the church lying in the bosom of the Lord.
这就是整本的约翰福音。
This is the whole book of John.
主耶稣是父怀里独生子。
Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of the Father.
父在他里面。
The Father is in him.
他也在父的里面。
He is also in the Father.
因为子在父的怀里。
The Son is in the bosom of the Father.
这是约翰所得知的启示。
This is the revelation John received.
所以主说，我与父原为一。
That's why the Lord said, I'm one with the Father.
我，我，我。
I.
在我们的口里是羞耻。在我们口里是羞耻。
It is shameful for us to say I.
你越讲我越羞耻。
The more you expand yourself, I, the more shameful you are.
但是我们的主，他说我我我，这是他的荣耀。
But when the Lord says I, it is His glory.
在约翰福音里面
，In the book of John,
一共120次说的我我我我。
120 times the Lord said I.
也是120次说父父父父。
And then 120 times.Father, the Father, the Father, the Father.
因为我与父原为一。
Because I am one with the Father.
他是父怀里独生子。
He himself is the begotten Son of the Father.
就把我们父就表明出来了。
Fully manifest the Father.
宇宙是个谜。
You know, the whole universe is a mystery.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你什么时候认识父呢？
How do you understand the Father?
你只要看见我们主道成肉身，你就看见父了。
When you see our Lord.Incarnate in the world, you can see the Father.
所以约翰可以说
That's why John said.
我们也见过他的荣光
We have seen his glory.
果然是父独生子的荣光
The glory of the only begotten Son of God.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这是宇宙奥秘的一半
This is the half of the mystery of the universe.
如果你是客观认识神
If you only know the Lord objective.
道成肉身
Only how the law has been
而且我们也知道主耶稣乃是父怀里独生子。
You also understand Jesus is the only begotten Son in the Father's bosom.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是莫大的启示。
This is a great revelation.
但是从来没有光停留在启示里面。
But the revelation should never stop at here.
所以一面来说是子在父怀里。
On one hand, it is the begotten Son in the Father's bosom.
但另一面来说是约翰。在子的怀里。
On the other side is John in the bosom of the Son.
所以基督在他里面。
That's why Christ in him.
他也在基督里面。
He also in Christ.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
给我们看见。
Here we can see.
因为这个缘故。
Because of this.
虽然这世人不认识我们的主。
Even though the world doesn't know our Lord.
但是借着教会。
But through the church.
就把他彰显出来了。
Christ should be manifested.
实在说来。
Indeed,
这就是约翰福音。
This is the meaning of the gospel of God.
一面有启示
，there is revelation.
那是完全客观的
，objective revelation.
但另一面是经历的
，on the other hand is experience.
是完全主观的
，fully subjective.
如果你光有启示没有认识
，if you only have revelation but no experience,
你还是不认识我们的主。
You still don't know the Lord.
光有认识
or just knowledge.
你只懂得神学。
You are only theological.
换句话说，你可以是神学里面最好的教授。
You can be the best professor in the theological college.
你所看见的
What you can see,
是子怎样在父的怀里。
It's only how the begotten son of God lying in the bosom of the Father.
但主说我是真葡萄树。
But the Lord said, I'm the true vine.
你们是枝子。
You are the branches.
你们要住在我里面，就好像我住在你们的里面一样。
Abide in me, so I can abide in you.
弟兄姊妹，父与子之间那个亲密的关系。
Intimate relationship between the father and the son.
应该是我们与主之间亲密的关系。
Should be the conditions of our intimate relationship.
年轻的弟兄们
，Young brothers，
你们有最好的头脑。
You have the best brain.
你们什么地方都比别人要快。
You are much quicker than anyone else.
你可以有认识。
You can have knowledge.
但是问题是
，The problem is.
讲到真正的启示
，Talking about true revelation.
给我们看见是启示。加上经历的。
We need to see revelation plus experience.
明白吗
？You understand?
约瑟是个做梦的人。
You know Joseph was a dreamer.
但是有一天
，But one day,
他为着他的梦要实现
，In order to fulfill his dream,
你看见吗
？You can see.
他需要走一场漫长的道路。
There's a long way for him to go before his dream being fulfilled.
所以如果光有启示
，So it is only revelation.
光有意象
，Or even vision.
如果不小心的话。
You have not careful.
我们变成只会做梦的人。
We can only be dreamers.
许多事在我们身上是不发生的。
Things will never be experienceable.
但是约翰
，But here John,
他做梦有一天在荣耀里面。
Not he one day, not only dream, one day he'll be in glory.
他果然在荣耀里面。
Truly, he is in glory.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
意象必须要加上十字架。
Vision must be.On, together with the way of the cross,
才变成我们的天职，变我们的 vocation.
Then it becomes our vocation.
我再说一遍。
Let me repeat.
是 vision 加上 cross， 加上十字架。
Vision plus cross.
才等于 vocation， 才变成我们的天职。
Becomes our vocation.
天职才是你的。
And if it is vocation, it belongs.
否则你可以讲一讲。
Otherwise, you can only say something.
有的人从年轻做梦做到年老。
There are Christians.Since young, they are only dreamers.
他仍旧是一场的梦。
To them, spirituality is still a dream.
他得救二十年、三十年了。
Twenty, thirty odd years.
基督徒的路在他身上还是一个梦而已。
To him, the way of the Lord is still a dream.
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛。
So may the Lord open our eyes.
约翰看见云端这一边的启示。
When John saw the vision of the cloud on his side,
子怎样在父怀里
？How the Lord lie in the bosom of the Father.
他又怎样的在主的怀里
？How he himself lie in the bosom of the Lord.
有启示。
It is a clear revelation.
从第一章到第七章。
From chapter 1 to chapter 7.
神是个灵。
God is a spirit.
到第八章到第十二章。
And then chapter 8 to 12.
神就是光。
God is light.
从第十三章到二十一章，神就是爱。
And then from 13 to 21, God is love.
我要请问弟兄姊妹。
Let me ask you, brother.
今天有没有一个人的发现像约翰的发现一样
？Is there anyone like John who has this discovery?
如果你要认识宇宙，你要认识神。
If you need to know the universe, you need to know God.
接着谁能告诉我们神是怎么一回事
？Through the water, we can understand God.
我们以为说保罗的启示最大的启示。
We often think Paul received the highest revelation.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
是约翰给我们看见神是怎样的一位神。
Indeed, it's John through John that we can see who God is.
约翰一生他的发现
his whole life discovery,
远远超过牛顿再加上爱因斯坦的发现
is far exceeding what John Newton and Einstein has discovered.
有谁告诉我们
who talk can tell us?
神是个灵
God is spirit.
有谁告诉我们神就是光
and God is light.
有谁告诉我们神就是爱
And God is love.
没有启示
could have told us,
比约翰的启示更大
No revelation is higher than the revelation of John.
但是不止如此
But not only that.
从第一章到第七章
From chapter 1 to 7.
不止神是个灵
Not only God is spirit.
也告诉我们应该怎样行走在灵里
He also tells us how we should walk in the spirit.
这里有一条道路
The way.
乃是生命的道路
is the way of life.
你不只看见真理，你也行在那条路上。
Not only you see the truth, but you also walk on the truth.
不是如此。
And not only that.
从第八章到十二章。
From chapter 8 to 12.
神就是光。
God is light.
所以主的话说。
That's what the Lord said.
我们应该在光中行。
We should walk in the light.
明白吗？
You understand?
所以很清楚的。
So very clear here.
第八章告诉我们说，主说我就是光。
In chapter 8, Lord said, I am the light.
到了第十二章。
And then chapter 12.
我们这些跟随光的人。
We who are following the light.
就变成 the sons of light, 变成光明之子。
We become the son of light.
你看见吗？有一条路。
There is a way.
叫做光的道路。
It's called the way of the light.
你不可能一天到晚只认识神。
You cannot stop at God only.
而你从来没有经历过神。
But you have never experienced God himself.
如果神是个灵，
if God is spirit,
你是不是拜神是由心灵和诚实来拜
的？ Then do you worship God in spirit and truth?
还到今天你一直用头脑来测量他。
Or even now you still worship God in your brain, in your mind.
你知道最近几十年大概，
you know, for the past 10 years,
在美国有一个运动，
there is a movement in America,
叫做新的改革者运动。
It's called New Reformation.
Movement of Reformation.
New movement of Reformation.
你看这些年轻人，
These young people,
有一个很大的决心。
They really had a determination.
每年开聚会的时候，
Every year in the beginning,
他们常常是四万人聚在一起。
Together, 40,000 people.
没有人负你的责任。
Are coming together, no one would.
你自己就在附近的旅馆就租下来了。
No one would take care of your lodging. You just have to find accommodation.
然后聚会的时候。
And then during the meeting time,
你看见他们就回到加尔文所看见的。
They returned back to what Calvin has seen.
加尔文是律师。
You know Calvin was a lawyer.
他把改革运动所看见的。
He dropped down all the Reformation movement.
他能够准确地把它写下来。
Accurately recorded the movement.
所以他所写的那些东西就变成第一本 Systematic Theology, 变成第一本的系统神学。
So the first book he wrote, Systematic Theology, was the first Systematic Theology.
所以今天很多人很佩服他。
So today many of us really
are. 因为加尔文的神学就是基督教的神学。
Because Calvinism is the theology of Christianity.
到了二十一世纪的时候。
Coming to the 21st century.
许多人以为说年轻人对于神学不会有兴趣。
Many of us think, oh, young people are not interested in
theology. 没有这件事。
Not true.
现在我们可以证明给弟兄姊妹看。
Now we can prove to brothers and sisters.
在美国，在加拿大。
In Canada, in America.
有一般的年轻人。
A group of young people.
他们聚在一起。
They would gather together.
他们就是要得着加尔文所看见的亮光。
They want to receive the light Calvin had received.
而且要把加尔文所看见的把它定在五个点上。
And they also want to summarize what Calvinism in 5 points.
所以如果你拿出五个指头来。
So if you can raise your five fingers,
每一个指头如果代表一个字的话，
if one finger represents one word,
那就是英文的 tulip, 就是英文的郁金香。
The English word is tulip, T-U-L-I-P.
然后他就告诉你说，你看，这是加尔文所看见的。
See, you can see what Calvin has seen, the five words.
弟兄姊妹，我们以为现在只有外面的摇滚乐能吸引年轻人。
You know what? We always think, only the
摇滚乐
rock and roll music attract young people.
我们觉得年轻人只要外面的刺激。
We always think young people like rock and roll.
对于神的话没有胃口的。
External stimulus, they are no, they don't have to touch the word of God. We are wrong.
我们低估了年轻人。
We underestimate young people.
所以我们相信主在美国是做了一件好像从来没有做过的事。
So we believe the Lord truly has worked something has never been done before.
但是经过十年以后。
But now after 10 years.
你知道在英国。是最早最早是有一般人是严格的跟随加尔文的。
First of all, in England, 10 years ago, there was a group very strictly following Calvinism.
斯布珍就是个例子。
Now, Spurgeon is an example.
斯布珍是典型的，可以说能够吸取加尔文所看见亮光的。
Spurgeon was a classic, typical brother who really followed Calvinism.
他所在的礼拜堂。
The church he was with.
现在还在。
Still here in London.
如果我们要问说，在改革这运动里面，如果到现在在英国还有一般人能够持守这个见证的
，You know, if you want to ask among the reformers, reformations in England, who Which group is still holding fast to that?
那么我们看见说，的的确确还是那一班的弟兄们。
Truly, you can attribute to that group of brothers and sisters.
所以等到这个新的改革运动出来以后
，Now when this new Reformation movement started,
应该叫所有爱慕主话的人都觉得兴奋才对。
Indeed, all who love the word of God should be excited about it, isn't it?
但是结果是什么呢
？What was the result?
一面是很喜乐。
Yes, on one side, one hand is very joyful.
很大的安慰。
Great comfort.
但另一面
But on the other hand,
非常的忧愁。
Very sorrowful.
一面来说
Yes, on one hand,
这是神的话。
This is the word of God.
但另一方面
But on the other side,
你要叫年轻人放弃这个世界。
If you want to ask young people to forsake the world,
像当初改革中的弟兄们一样，这是不可能的。
Like what the brothers in the early Reformation time was.
所以新的运动就跑到另外一个极端去。
So the new Reformation movement has finished into another extreme.
还拥抱这个世界。
They still embrace the world.
所以现在你就不知道什么是教会，什么是世界。
Now you cannot differentiate what is the church, what is the world.
明白吗？如果他们真的看见启示，
if they truly have received revelation,
有一条路，
there is a way.
那条路是生命的道路，
the way of the light.
那条路也是光的道路，
also the way of the light.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
在光的里面，
in the light,
我们懊悔我们过去。
We will regret our past.
我们还记得我们没有得救以前。
You remember how before you were saved.
年轻人怎样受各样的罪恶的捆绑。
How young people you were entangled by all kinds of sin.
弟兄姊妹，那个光要叫我们回头的。
That light would cause you.
要光要叫我们脱离过去所有愚昧的行为。
When light comes, you will forsake all the foolish behaviors.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
但是结果，你看这些人仍旧。行在暗中。
But unfortunately, these group of people, they still remain in darkness.
他们仍旧有一些话是没有得救以前用的话。
They still use the word that they would use before they were saved.
他穿的衣服跟过去是一模一样的。
Their clothing, the way they clothed, is the same exactly like before.
他们用的音乐是 rap 音乐。Rap.
They use rap music.
换一句话说，他们把神的话居然就放在那个话的音乐的里面。
So in other words, they use the word of God, they put the word of God into their music.
过去是怎样是污秽的肮脏的一些话。
Filthy, ugly words in the past.
现在呢把一些话放在里面。
Now they put the word of God into the rap.
那这样慢慢有的年轻人里面就平安了。
And then young people feel very peaceful.
但是弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
神如果是光。
If God is truly light.
我们就应当在光中行。
We should walk in the light.
主的宝血。就洗净我们一切的罪。
And the blood of Christ will cleanse all our sins.
你会相信在这新的改革的运动里面。
Can you believe in the new Reformation movement?
有的领袖。
There are some leaders.
他的打扮和年轻人是一模一样的。
The way they clothe is exactly like the world.
他的确吸引很多年轻人。
And because of that, they draw so many young people.
用一些话就是年轻人喜欢一天到晚说的话。
And the language they use is what the language young people would use.
如果你读以弗所说的话。
If you read the book of
Revelation, 如果你真的是光明的子女。
If you're truly the son of light.
那些话应该一句话都不从你口里出来。
The Bible says none of the filthy words should be coming.
但是为着传福音。
But because they want to.
为了达到一般年轻人。
I want to approach to the.
结果你知道吗？他们怎么说呢？
What did they say?
他们最喜欢读的书就是旧约里面的雅歌。
The best, the most favorite book is the Song of Songs in the Old Testament.
当他们读歌中之歌的时候，
When they read the Song of Songs,
他们把它当作人结婚以后就可以说是婚姻的指南。
They would treat the book as the handbook of the marriage.
你结婚以后怎么做丈夫，怎么做妻子？
After your marriage, how can you be a good husband and good wife?
你看这本书就可以了。
So just refer to the song.
所以他们一天到晚所讲的是怎样做丈夫，怎样做妻子。
So all the messages is talking about marriages, how to be good husbands and wives.
弟兄姊妹，后来这位领袖这样说。
So as leaders, they would say this.
你对什么人要说什么样的话
？You must speak this kind of word to this kind of people.
那现在我是完全跟戴德森学的。
I learned it all from Hudson Taylor.
戴德森到了中国就讲中国话。
You know, Hudson Taylor was in China. He spoke Chinese.
但戴德森学中文到底是学中文里面最清洁的话。
But Hudson Taylor learned the best and most clean word
难道说戴德生他们学了一般中国人讲的最最肮脏的话就能叫人得救吗？
So can you believe that Hudson Taylor will use the most vulgar words in Chinese that he can gain those Chinese people?
所以在云端这一边的启示，
So the revelation we receive on this side of the cloud,
神是光，
God is light.
如果你看见的话，
If you truly see this,
我们就在光明中行，
You should walk in the light.
起头生命的光也许就是烛光。
You know, in the beginning, the light of life could be just a candlelight.
10 candlelight. 10个 candlelight.
Just 10 candlelights.
也许就十个。
Maybe only 10.
那在那个亮光里面，我可能发现我只有两个斑点。
You know, under 10 candlelights, you might only discover you've got 2 pimples.
但是我认我自己的罪。
But I still confess my sin.
主的宝血就洗净我的罪。
And the blood of the Lord would cleanse me.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这样我的生命就长大了。
Then my life grows.
我生命长大就不再是十烛光了。
And then when my life grows, it's no longer just 10 candles.
20烛光。
Could be 20 candles.
30烛光。
30 candles.
结果慢慢我看见比从前更多的污点。
And I will find and discover myself more.
我不认识我是个罪人。
Impurities. I understand I'm a sinner.
我不知道我从头顶到脚尖根本就是长大麻风。
In the past, I didn't realize, indeed, from the head to the toe, I'm like a...
如果主一次光照的话，
If the Lord only revealed you once,
我们就无地自容，没有地方可以容下。
I find nowhere to hide myself.
但是感谢主，
But thank the Lord.
神就是光。
God is light.
我只要顺服，
I only need to obey.
生命就长大，
And my life would grow.
我只要生命长大，
And as my life grows,
生命的光明就加强，
The light of life would increase.
我看见我是罪人，
I can see myself a sinner.
所以到保罗晚年的时候，
So when Paul coming to his old age,
他的生命太丰富了。
His life was so rich.
所以现在也许他是在一千烛光底下。
Maybe he was under 1,000 candlelights.
如果你在一千烛光底下，
You know, if you're under 1,000 candlelights,
你要怎么说？
How would you say?
保罗说，在罪人中我是罪魁。
I'm the sinner among the sinners.
你记得他的文法？
Do you remember that?
他不说 I was, 他说 I am.
I am the sinner of sinners.Not by words.
在神的光里面，
Under the light of God.
所以保罗说，
Paul said this.
然而我蒙了怜悯，
But I have received the grace of the Lord.
他年轻的时候，
When he was young.
他在那里祝福神儿女的时候，
When he was blessing the children of God.
他说愿恩惠平安随着你们，
May grace and peace be unto you.
当他写提摩太书信的时候，
But when he wrote Timothy.
他晚年的时候，
In his old age,
除了恩惠，
grace,
除了平安，
and peace,
他又加上怜悯。
He added mercy.
什么叫恩惠？
What is grace?
我把我的钱给我的兄弟，这是恩惠。
You know, I give my money to my brothers. This is grace.
什么叫做怜悯？
What is mercy?
我把钱给路上的乞丐，那是怜悯。
I give my money to the beggar on the roadside. That is mercy.
神就是光。
God is light.
那个很自义的保罗，
The one who was very self-righteous in the past, Paul.
他站在神面前，
He could stand before the Lord.
在一千柱的烛光里面前，
Under 1,000 candlelights.
他说我是罪人中的罪人，
I am the chief sinner.
然而
But
我蒙了怜悯，
Received the grace, the mercy of God.
保罗是个伟大的神学家，
Yes, Paul is a great theologian.
但是保罗更是个最大的罪人。
But he himself is also the most sinful sinner.
不过他是个蒙恩的罪人。
But he indeed a sinner saved by grace.
所以这是第约翰福音第七章第八章到第十二章。
This is what John Gospel, the chapter 8 to 12.
但是从十三章到二十一章。
But then, from chapter 13 to 20.
神就是爱。
God is love.
神的话怎么说？
What the Lord's word said.
当你读到这个以弗所书怎么说？
When you read the book of Ephesians,
到第五章特别讲到
Chapter 5,
你们要在行在爱中或在爱中行走。
You need to walk in love.
生命是一条路。
You know, life has a way.
光也是一条路。
Light is also a way.
爱更是一条路。
Love is also a way.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
神就是爱是客观的。
Yes, God is love, it is objective.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
今天我们能够彼此相爱，
Today, as we love one another,
世人就知道
then the world
我们是他的门徒，
will recognize we are his disciples.
这不是见证是什么？
This is testimony.
什么时候我们相爱？
The moment we love one another,
这就是我们的见证。
This is our testimony.
什么时候我们相咬相吞？这就不是我们的见证。
The time when we've devoured one another, we have lost our testimony.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么叫腓立帖腓？
What is Philadelphia?
腓立帖腓是彼此相爱。
It's loving one another.
为什么神要我们做腓立帖腓？
Why does God want us to be Philadelphia?
因为
Why?
生命是开始。
Because life is the beginning.
这生命就给人生命的光。
In life, we have light.
我们就能在光中行。
And then we walk in light.
我们就能够做光明的子女。
We can be the son of light.
然后这个生命慢慢就丰满丰满再丰满。
And then the life will continue to mature and become richer and richer.
生命是抽象的。
Yes, life is abstract.
光只有经过的人才知道。
Light only when you have passed through, then you realize.
但这个世界永远看不见光是什么样，生命是什么形状。
You know, the world cannot understand what life is.
所以生命结果了。
When life bears fruit,
生命成熟了。
When life is mature,
那个叫什么？
What is that?
那个叫做爱。
That is love.
所以我们如果一天到晚讲生命，
If we always talk about life and love,
我们没有光，
We don't have light.
人就在黑暗里行走，
We remain and walk in darkness.
明白吗？
You understand?
很多人读圣经，
Many people who read the Bible,
稀奇不稀奇？知道神忍耐有一个限度的。
Until We know that God's patience has a limit.
所有儿女都知道父母的忍耐的限度。
You know, all children will realize the parents' patience has a limit.
过了那个忍耐，鞭子就下来了。
If you've gone past, then punishment will come.
神当人堕落犯罪的时候。
You know, when man fell and sinned.
人可以容忍，再容忍，再容忍。
We can continue and continue.
我们要问是神忍耐最大的限度是什么？
You know, we will ask.What is the biggest perseverance patience of God?
神忍耐最大的限度就是索多玛和摩拉。
The full manifestations of God's patience is on Sodom and Gomorrah.
当你看见人犯罪犯到一个地步，一点感觉都没有。
When you see men sinned to an extent that they don't even have a feeling about it.
人做一些羞耻的事情感觉都没有。
When they perform such shameful,
本来是在柜子里面。
They didn't.Feel a thing. Originally inside.
In the closet.
In the closet.
现在呢可以走在阳光中间。
Now they can expose themselves under the light.
弟兄姊妹。
Now,
现在你就知道。
Now you can see.
当人堕落犯罪到这个地步。
When men fell and sinned to such an extent.
弟兄姊妹。
Now.
你看见神的审判就来到了。
Now, the time of God's judgment will come.
所以没有一个时候比现在更靠近主回来的时候。
That's why we say now, no way in the history is nearer.
现在我们要问一个问题。
So we must ask.
在美国不是很多基督徒吗？
You know, in America there are so many Christians.
那为什么 gay marriage 居然会变成那块土地上的法律呢？
How come gay marriage will become the law of the land?
弟兄姊妹，
well, this is
如果你解释那个 land 是怎么一回事，土地是怎么一回事？
If you explain the meaning, the definition of land,
没有觉得稀奇啊。
It's no big deal.
如果那个土地是外邦的土地。
If the land becomes to the Gentile,
如果那个 land of heathens,
land of heathens,
弟兄姊妹， right? 我不会觉得稀奇。
I won't be surprised.
不会觉得稀奇。
No.
那证明那就是索多玛俄摩拉。
Now this is Gomorrah and Sodom.
现在最觉得稀奇的是什么？
The most amazing thing is,
那么多年轻人，
so many young people,
不要忘记，
don't forget.
就算是最高法庭要投票。
Even the high courts, they have to vote.
他也要看看整个民意的潮流。
They have to still see what is the trend,
the
thinking of the world.
如果50州有36州都同意都同情的话，
If among the 50 states, 36 states would be compassionate, sympathetic.
这就是民主的国家。
Oh, this is democracy.
但是很稀奇。
Then isn't it amazing?
怎么会有那么多年轻人？
How come there are so many young people?
教会怎么教导他下一代的？
How can the church teach the next generation?
你说这为什么这个变成美国土地上的法律？
How can it become the law of the land in America?
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
那就证明什么？
It proves something.
证明教会失败了。
It proves the failure of church.
教会只是外面的样子。
The church only perform.
教会只是叫人家里面稍微良心平安一点就是了。
Church only can give man's conscience.
大部分人心中没有神的话。
Most people, they don't have the word.
神的话在他们里一点地位也没有。
There's no position, no authority.
他们要做什么就做什么。
Whatever they want to do, they will just do it.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这件事就显出里面真实的情形。
This reveals the reality of the church.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers.
当老约翰看见云端这边亮光的时候。
When old John saw the vision of the cloud on this side.
不是神就是光。
Not only.God is,
而且我们应当在光中行。
We must walk in the light.
没有一样不是摊在阳光底下的。
Nothing can escape this revelation of the light.
没有一样不是暧昧的，没有一样是暧昧的。
Nothing can be hidden in darkness.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
在这里给我们看见。
Here we can see.
如果今天像美国这样的地方，居然那条法律变成 law of land.
If you can imagine, even in America.That law that becomes the law of the land.
这不是美国人的骄傲，这是美国人的羞耻。
It is not the pride of the American, it's the shame of the Americans.
弟兄姊妹，如果这是发生在别的地方，不要觉得稀奇。
Well, if it happens in other land, it's not that surprising.
你告诉我，这个是 the law of the land, the of heathen, 这个没有什么稀奇。
If it is law becoming to a heathen land, it's not surprising.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
约翰看见什么？
Here John sees.
约翰所得着的启示。
The revelation John receives,
不只是看见了，
not only he sees,
他是活在神话语的过程，
he also live in the reality of the word.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天证明说教会失败了，
Now the church has failed.
证明美国教会的光景失败了，
It's proven the condition of the church in America
failed. 那是不是在澳洲在纽西兰，
What about in Australia and in New Zealand?
各地教会的光景都是属灵的，都是正常的。
Is itstill healthy and normal the churches in this country.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当我们读圣经的时候，
as you read the Bible,
关于这一段耶稣基督的启示，
the revelation of Jesus on this side of the cloud,
你读约翰福音读得最清楚，
is very clear, revealed
in the book of God. 道与神同在，
the beginning was the word and the word was with God.
当施洗约翰说看啊神的羔羊，
when John the Baptist proclaimed, he look behold the Lamb of God.From then,
约翰就做了羔羊的同伴。
John himself became the companion of.
羔羊无论往哪里去，
and wherever the lamb goes,
约翰都跟随。
John would follow.
没有想到，
but
他第一个跟随主。
He's the first one to follow.
在十二个使徒里面，
and among the 12 apostles,
他是最后的一个。
He's the one, the last to follow.
我们可以说，
we can see,
约翰的经历是最完整的经历。
The experience of John is the most complete experience.
是完全的经历。
A perfect experience.
为什么？
Why?
因为彼得、保罗在教会成熟的时候。
Why? Because Peter and Paul, they were taken while the church was the
most
mature. They were taken.
但是最好最好的时候。
But until the very last day.
但是一个老人。
Was an old man.
神经最脆弱了。
Outwardly.
一个年轻人可以看见很多的悲剧。
Here, you can see a lot of miserable things.
你要年长的人经过一些悲剧，那是情何以堪呢？
It is very, very hard for an old man to see sorrow things happen. Young men might take it easily.
当初主拣选约翰的时候，
But when the Lord chose John,
他就要约翰做保罗所不能做。
He wants John to experience something that Paul couldn't experience.
他要彼得不能做的。
Even Peter couldn't experience.
你明白吗？
You understand?
当你读使徒行传的时候，
If you read the Acts of the Apostles,
前一半是使徒，是彼得的行传。
The first half was the Acts of Peter.
从十三章以后是保罗的行传。
Starting from 13 is the Acts of Paul.
你有没有觉得稀奇？
Do you feel amazed?
当彼得被主遇见的时候，
When the Lord encountered Peter,
他正在撒网，
He was actually casting the net.
所以他的执事就是撒网的执事。
That's why the ministry of Peter was casting the net.
到了五旬节的时候，
And then when Pentecost,
他一网撒下去，
You know when he cast the net,
3000条鱼就进来，
3000 fish came in.
再一网撒下去，
Another casting of the net,
5000条鱼就进来，
5000 fish came.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So、brothers, this is
讲的撒网的工作，
talking about net casting,
讲的根基的工作，
foundational work.
那是彼得做的。
It belongs to Peter.
所以从第一章到第十二章。
So from chapter 1 to 12.
你看见这个神怎样建立教会的根基。
How God established the church, the foundation.
但这个根基要盖起房子来。
But not only stop at the foundation, they must build on top.
所以主就呼召了，主就呼召了与保罗。
So the Lord called Paul.
因为保罗是支搭帐篷的。
You know, Paul himself, he tent making.
所以后来他的执事就是建造教会的执事。
So Paul's ministry is building the church.
讲的怎么样传福音。
How to preach the gospel?
讲的圣灵像风一样，像火一样，这是彼得。
How the Holy Spirit came like fire and wind is Peter's ministry.
五旬节的经历是个戏剧化的经历。
Pentecostal experience is like dramatic.
因为这个世界需要听见福音。
You know, the world needs to listen to the gospel.
人不属灵。
Because we are not spiritual.
但人容易被戏剧化东西吸引住。
But man can be attracted by dramatic things.
所以神特别用保罗、彼得。
So God specifically used
Peter. 最开始你看见圣灵轰轰烈烈的。
So in the beginning, spirits came in a loud, dramatic way.
有风有火。
Wind and fire came.
还有大的响声从天上下来。
And loud voice coming from heaven.
所以他们就聚在一起了。
So when they gather together.
然后彼得站起来说话。
So Peter stood up and speak.
就每一句话都扎他们的心
and they were cut to heart when they
他们就得救了
and they got saved.
三千就得救了
3,000 got saved.
五千就得救了
5,000 followed.
等到主使用保罗的时候
But coming to the time of Paul,
圣灵仍旧说话
the Holy Spirit continues to speak,
圣灵仍旧工作
continue to work.
但是使徒行传第二章的火不见了
But we cannot see the fire happened in
外面的声音不见了
No more loud voice
那一阵风也不见了
No more strong wind
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
当教会长大的时候
When the church grows
现在有个微小的声音
Now there is a soft voice
告诉保罗说
Telling Paul
你不要往以弗所去
Don't go to 以弗所
你不要往死海的方向去
Don't go to the Dead Sea
稀奇吧
Isn't it amazing
保罗怎么受支配的
How was Paul being guided?
是风把他推去的吗
Is it wind pushing him?
是风推去的
Of course wind pushing
him. 是圣灵的风推去的
It is the wind from the Holy Spirit.
现在是微小的声音
But it is a soft voice.
当他们聚在一起的时候
When they gather together.
圣灵说为我打发保罗跟巴拿巴出去
Paul, the Spirit tell them, send for me, Barnabas and Paul.
所以彼得的行传怎样是圣灵的行传
Yes, how the acts of Peter was the acts of the Spirit.
保罗的行传也是圣灵的行传。
Similarly, the acts of Paul is also the acts of the Spirit.
在彼得的时候
When in Peter's time,
教会刚刚生下来
The church was just born.
到了保罗的时候
In Paul's time,
慢慢教会就长大了
The church already grown up.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
从使徒行传第一章到二十八章
From chapter 1 to 28 of the book of Acts.
经过了多少年?
How many years lapsed?
大概33年。
About 33 years.
我们的主在地上。
Our Lord on earth.
多少年?
How many years?
33年半。
33 and a half years.
他的一生可以分作三个阶段。
We can have three stages of the Lord's life.
30年。
30 years.
是安静的。
First 30 years very quiet.
好像被世界忘记了。
Like being forgotten by the world.
然后三年
and then 3 years,
为神做工
work for God,
到处结果累累
and then full of fruits,
所以他的一生
so his whole life,
在三十年最后的时候
and then coming to the last of the
30 years, 天上有声音说
the voice,
这是我的爱子
this is my beloved son,
我所喜悦
in whom I'm well pleased,
我们的主这三十年像根出于甘地
Our Lord, the 30 years was like a shoot from a dry ground.
在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
But before the word, before the Jehovah, it was like a tender shoot.
世界对他来讲不过是甘地。
To him, the world is like dry ground.
但是父神的笑容。
But the smile of the Father.
能帮助他长大。
Could help him to grow.
到了最后。
At the end.
天上不能够再不说话了。
The heaven must speak.
这是我的爱子
He is my beloved son
我所喜悦
In whom I am well pleased
现在神把水坝打开了
Now the Lord has taken away the veil
生命的水就活涌流出来
The dam was removed and the life of
不管生命的水到什么地方
And wherever the water goes
到处结果累累
Everywhere the water goes fruit will bear abundantly And 3 years later
他到了 变化山。
Coming to the Mount of Transfiguration.
他和这个谁，摩西和以利亚谈到出去的事。
When he talked with Moses and Elijah, the way that he departed.
那个出去在原文就是 Exodus.
The word depart is actually Exodus.
现在好像以色列要出埃及了。
Just like the Israelites leaving Exodus.
什么意思
？Egypt. What does it mean?
他已经完成父神的工作。
He already accomplished.
神打发他来。
When God the Father sent him,
他是个忠心神的仆人。
He was the faithful servant of God.
就生命来说
，according to life,
是那三十年所表现的。
The 30 years of manifestation.
就工作来说
，according to work,
这是过去三年所表现的。
It was the past 3 years he manifested.
天上又有声音说
，and then another voice from heaven.
这是我的儿子。
This, he is my beloved.
我所喜悦。
In whom I'm well pleased.
然后有云彩就把神的仆人遮盖住。
And the cloud came and surrounded the God's servant.
他们不见别人。
They couldn't see anyone.
只见耶稣。
But only Jesus.
然后云里面有声音说：“你们单单要听。”
Another voice came. You must listen to him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在非常的清楚。
Very clear here.
我们主的一生。
Our whole, the whole life of our
life. 可以分成两个阶段。
Two stages.
30 年
30 years.
30年
And son of.
然后我们的主有没有升上天上去呢
Did our Lord ascend into heaven?
没有
Didn't.
他从黑门山就走到了哥哥他山
From Mount Hermon, he continued to Golgotha.
那条路就是圣经里面十字架的道路
That way is the way of the cross in the Bible.
只有路加福音记得最清楚
Only the book of Luke recorded very clearly.
对路加第九章一直到十九章
From the book of Luke chapter 9 to chapter 19.
到了最后
At the end.
你看见吗
You can see.
天上不再有声音了
No more voice from heaven.
最后天把我们的主就接到天上去
The heaven would take our Lord up into heaven.
路加福音的路加是医生
You know, Luke, the author, is a doctor.
没有人观察生命比医生更透彻。
No one can examine a body as detailed as a doctor.
他要告诉我们。
He is telling us.
对希腊人来讲。
To the Greek.
每一个人都要做完全人。
Everyone must be perfect.
但是没有一个生命是完全。
But no life is perfect.
现在路加告诉我们。
But Luke is telling us.
有一个完全的生命。
There is a perfect life.
我看见那个生命成长的轨迹。
I have seen the way of the growth of life.
第一个阶段
，first stage 30 years，
隐藏的三十年
，hidden 30 years，
然后结果累累的三年
，fruit bearing three years，
然后走在十字架阴影底下半年
，and then 6 months half a year walking on the way of the cross。
他怎么开始的
？And how did he begin？
从马槽开始的。
From the manger.
他最后是登上宝座。
He was at the end coming to the throne.
所以这个生命成长的过程。
So the way of the path of growth.
是从马槽达到宝座。
Is from the manger to the throne.
但是。
But.
中间一定要经过十字架。
There must be the way of the cross in the middle.
这是标准生命成长的轨迹。
This is the path of life.For normal Christian life.
从马槽达到宝座
From the manger to the throne.
一定经过十字架
It must go through the way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
sisters. 这个生命成长是经过了33年
This life growth has passed 33 years.
或者说33年半
Or 33 and a half years.
你知道有的时候很难特别有我们有我有一度住在巴西
You know, sometimes it's very difficult. Once our brother Chen was living in Brazil.
很多人一定想知道怎么学巴西话
？Many of you would want to know how I learned Brazilian.
那年长的有一个地方是需要有一句话一定会的。
You know, elderly people must learn at least one Portuguese.
那就是 hospital， 医院一定很重要。
You know, you must know learn to know the hospital.
但他怎么样就不会葡萄牙话
？But it's very hard to pronounce hospital in Portuguese.
不过呢，葡萄牙话的医院呢和英文的医院是一样的一个字。
But indeed, in Portuguese, hospital is the same as in English.
发音都差不多 ，hospital.
Just like hospital.
所以中国人记也记不住，什么叫 hospital 记不住。
It's very hard for Chinese to learn hospital. Hospital.
所以后来干脆记得了。
And now they remember.
我死必到。
我死必到。我死必到。
这就是 hospital.
我死不到。
所以弟兄姊妹，大家都知道。
So they all know I will die.
你的生命是横着进来的。
Because you know, in the hospital, you walk in a life，
也是横着出去的。
But you left horizontal，
这是我们的生命。
This is our life。
我们好不容易到第三十岁的时候，已到了高峰。
It's so difficult for us already coming to the climax of the 30 years。
但是这是滑滑梯这边是楼梯。
This is
滑滑梯的这边。
This is the ladder of this side of the ladder。
等到你从三十岁滑到八十岁，这快得很。
But then when coming to the age of 30 to 80, it really becomes very fast。
所以横着进来，横着出去。
It is vertical you come in and then you horizontal you leave。
因为有一句很悲伤的话。
It's a very sad words here。
From dust to dust。
Why? From dust to dust。
这就是人生。
This is the way。
但是我们的主不是一样。
But our Lord is not like that。
属灵生命成长的轨迹是。横着进来没有错，这是马槽的生活。
The law of the growth of life is yes, of course, it begins when we are ascending.
但是我们的主是垂直离开这个世界的。
But our Lord also leaves this world upstanding,
升天
vertical.
升天的意思就是垂直上升。
You know, ascension is vertically up.
所以大家记得。
So remember.
属灵生命成长，你怎么知道它在长进？
You know the path of growth of spiritual life. How can you?
它一定从马槽开始。
It will certainly start from the manger.
最后一定达到宝座的。
And then at the end, we certainly be in the throne.
所以请大家记得。
So please, you must remember.
这是属灵生命成长的轨迹。
This is the track of the spiritual life growth.
但是中间一定要经过十字架。
In the middle, there must be the cross.
没有十字架
，No cross，
就没有宝座
，No throne。
所以明白吗
？You understand?
但不管怎么样。
But no matter what,
一定是从马槽开始。
It will certainly start from the manger.
所以这就是第一个世纪的头三十三年半。
So this is the first 33 and a half years in the first century.
所以如果你把第一个世纪要把它切的话
，Again, you want to divide the first century.
前三分之一
，the first third.
就是教会的元首基督怎么在地上长大。
The first one third is the head of the church.Jesus Christ himself, how he walked on earth.
你明白吗？
You understand?
他给我们看见成长的模式。
He actually left us the model, the examples of the way of growth.
当我们读使徒行传。
But then we come to the book of Acts.
你看见教会也诞生了。
The church was born.
明白吗？ You understand? 同样的原则。
Again.
是马槽的原则。
The principle of the manger.
然后经过十字架。
Also after the cross.
最后到了保罗。寻道的时候
，After the time when Paul was martyred，
你看见以弗所教会成熟了
，You can see the fully grown church in Ephesus，
哥罗西教会成熟
，The church in Colossians was mature。
我们的主当初对门徒怎么说呢
？Remember what the Lord said told the disciples？
有许多话你们担当不起。
There are so many words now you cannot bear。
你们生命没有长到那里
，Because your life haven't grown。
我早告诉你没有用啊
，It's no point for me to telling you now。
你对神学没有用啊。
It's no use to all.
因为你的生命没有到那里、啊。
Because the life hasn't grown up.
很多的话你担当不起的。
You cannot bear many words.
但等到以弗所教会成熟了。
But you know when the church in Ephesus,
哥罗西的教会成熟了
，and the church in Colossians grows up.
你看见吗？神就借着保罗
，Paul, from God, he
就把最高的启示给了教会
，pass on the highest revelation to the church.
所以以弗所书。
That's why the book of
Ephesians,
Colossians,
弟兄姊妹
brothers,
你看见吗
？You can see
是两本启示最高的书。
The two books containing the highest revelation.
罗马书和加拉太书了不起。
Romans and Galatians already outstanding.
写信给罗马。
When Paul wrote,
罗马是那时候罗马帝国的首都。
Rome was the capital city of the whole Roman Empire.
讲到主的救恩。
Talking about the salvation.
如果你能讲到 global， 能讲到全世界的，再好不过了。
If you can talk something global, this is the best.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
罗马书跟加拉太书不过是 global， 是世界的。
Romans and Galatians talking globally.
但是以弗所书跟哥罗西书乃是宇宙，乃是 universal。
But Ephesians and Colossians is universal church.
所以难怪许多人听不懂。
That's why no wonder many of us don't understand.
这是非常非常重要的一件事。
It's a very important thing for us to remember.
好了，不管怎么样
，Now，
你看见吗？如果在第一个世纪
，Now in the first century，
如果头三分之一是教会元首成长的日子，造成肉身
，First one third is the head of the church, the Lord Himself grows in honor.
怎样从马槽经过十字架达到宝座？
From manger through the cross to the throne.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
元首如何，身体也是如何。
How the head has been, the body must have followed.
所以头一个一百年中间这一段。你看见就是使徒行传这一段。
So the, for the first hundred years, the middle one third is the book of Acts.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
到了教会成熟的时候。
When the church has grown and matured.
彼得到荣耀里去。
Peter was taken into glory.
保罗到荣耀里去。
Paul also taken into glory.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果一生是个什么时候是最好离开这世界。
You know what is the best time to depart this world?
保罗。跟彼得找到了最好的时候
had found the best time to depart.
在整本使徒行传里
in the whole book of the Acts,
我要向诸位挑战
I must challenge all of you.
你听见约翰说过一句话
Did you hear anything from John?
约翰跟彼得同时站起来
You know, when Peter stood up, John
彼得说的就是约翰说的
What Peter shared was exactly John's message.
那为什么在使徒行传
Why in the book of Acts?
你看见教会诞生
You can see the birth of the church.
你看见教会成长
The growth of the church.
但居然没有约翰的声音
But we cannot see or find any voice of John.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters.
无论就着个人来说
Personally speaking.
就着基督自己来说
According to Christ himself,
33 年半
33 years.
保罗也是这样啊。
Paul was the same.
他都得救到寻道也是33年。
From his salvation to his martyrdom, also 33
years. 他也是分了三个阶段。
Also three stages in his life.
你看第一个阶段保罗也是隐藏起来。
First stage, he was also hidden.
第二个阶段保罗结果累累。
And then second, middle 10, also bearing much fruit.
第三个阶段他在十字架的阴影底下。
And in the first stage of his 30 years old, he was hidden in the cross.
为什么?
Why?
因为保罗说,
Because Paul,
现在活着的不再是我。
It's no longer I live.
乃是基督在我里面。
But Christ lives in me.
那基督怎么活?
How Christ lives?
你读路加福音就晓得了。
The book of Luke told us.
所以保罗也是经历同样的经历。
So Paul was experiencing the same experience of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So、brothers,
教会成熟不是遥遥无期的。
You know, the birth of church is not far distant.
你不要说这个好像到永远才成熟的，没有这个。
You cannot say you can only mature in eternity.
这发生在我们主的身上。
It happens in the Lord.
这发生在保罗的身上。
In Paul's life.
这发生在使徒行传所说的教会的身上。
In the book of Acts, in the life of the church, we can see.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers, sisters,
主今天留我们在地上。
When the Lord leaves us now on earth,
经过了三十三年
after 33 years,
如果教会没有成长
if the church hasn't grown,
那弟兄姊妹
now,
现在我们要问
we must ask,
是不是教会生病了
is it the church has been sick?
这是一个很大很大的问题
it is a big, big problem,
这就是为什么
and this is why,
在圣经里面有彼得的指示
In the Bible, there is the ministry of Peter,
保罗,
ministry of Paul,
但是最重要,不要忘记的,
but don't forget,
还有约翰的指示,
it's also the ministry of John.
有人告诉我们说,
Someone tells us,
改革中的神学是一切,
you know, the theology from the Reformation is 1,000.
No, 改革中, reformed, reformed theology.
The reformed theology,
就是一切,
it's everything.
但是问题在这里,
but the problem is,
改革中的神学是加尔文的神学。
The Reformed theology is Calvinism.
加尔文的神学就是 Augustine 的神学。
Calvinism is actually a copy of
Augustine 神学就是保罗的神学。
Augustine is also Paul's theology.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
圣经所得给我们启示是保罗加上彼得还加上约翰。
The Bible has given us revelation of Paul plus Peter plus John.
所以到了今天。
So now,
你看见的主可以继续把他的光给他的教会。
The Lord will continue to pass on the light to His church.
如果你光有改革中的神学
，If you only retain reformed theology，
你只知道教会成长，你只知道教会诞生怎么成长。
You only understand how the birth of the church and growth of church come.
如果教会生病了
，What if the church has
如果教会老化了
Aging,
你就不知道该怎么做了。
And you don't know how to deal with it.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
当 保罗当约翰主呼召他的时候
So when God, when the Lord called John,
他正在补网
He was actually mending the nets.
所以约翰的指示是补网的指示
So the ministry of John is the ministry of mending.
明白吗
You understand?
在彼得的时候
In Peter's time,
网一网撒下去三千条
He was casting the net 3,000 came.
但是现在经过了那么长的时间
Now after this long period of time,
网破了
The net was broken.
谁来补那个网的
Who is there to mend, to repair the net?
这就是约翰福音
This is John.
约翰福音是保罗是 约翰所写最后一本福音书
This is the Gospel of John, the last book of the Gospel.
当然对于神的儿子打问号
When men were questioning about the identity of the Son of God,
好像破了的时候
when the gospel, the net of the gospel is broken,
是约翰做了补网的。
It is John who was there mending the nets.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
稀奇不稀奇。
Isn't it amazing?
等到老约翰
One day when old John,
他到了以弗所那一带
coming to Ephesus,
到了小亚细亚那一带
reaching the Asia Minor,
他服侍他的教会
He served the churches there.
特别到了主日的时候
One day in the Lord, on the Lord's day,
他在巴摩海岛上
He was in the island Patmos.
那因为是主日
Of course, it's the day of the Lord's day.
平常过去的主日是和众圣徒在一起
In the past, on Sunday, he would spend time with saints.
他所牧养的教会就是小亚细亚一带的
He was shepherding the churches in the Asia Minor.
他主日和他们在一起
On Sunday, he would Gather to them,
一同擘鼻纪念主。
They would break the bread and they would remember the Lord.
现在他被充军到巴摩海岛。
But now he was taken captive.
只变成一个人。
In the island Patmos, only he himself.
他当然想念他的弟兄们。
Of course, he was remembering his brothers and sisters.
所以根据启示录的记载。
So according to the book of Revelation,
非常可能他是遥望整个小亚细亚的海岸线。
Very likely, he was looking at the whole island of Asia Minor.
如果大家今天有机会到别巴摩海岛去。
If one day you can visit Island Patmos,
天气晴朗的时候
，If the weather is good,
你远远可以看见海岸线。
You can see the coastline in the distance.
那个就是以弗所的海岸线。
Actually, that's the coastline of Ephesus.
小亚细亚的海岸线。
The coastline of Asia Minor.
那么约翰到底想什么呢
？What would John be thinking?
你看这个七个教会的次序，你就知道了。
If you look at the order of the churches, you can understand.
以弗所教会是最近的。
The Ephesus is the nearest.
然后士美拿
and then Smyrna.
然后腓加摩
and then Pergamum.
然后是推亚推拉
and then Thyatira.
撒迪
Sardis.
腓立特菲
Philadelphia.
最后最远的
and the furthest apart
是老底家
is Laodicea.
所以根据这个次序
according to this order,
我们知道说老约翰的脸是向着小亚细亚
We can see that the face of John was always all towards.
到了主日应该大家聚在一起的时候
On Sunday, while they were gathering in the name of the Lord,
他是孤单的一个人在别摩海岛
He was alone in Island Patmos.
他想念以弗所的教会
He was remembering the church in Ephesus.
他想起以弗所教会的种种
All churches in Asia Minor.
当初在表保罗的时候
In Paul's time,
你看那个起初的爱
The first love.
是全世界都知道的
The whole world was aware of that.
但是现在他们从起初的爱已经坠落了。
They have fallen from the first love.
所以当他想念以弗所教会的
As John was remembering the church in Ephesus.
想到他的优点
Of course, the good things.
也想到他的缺点
Also the shortcomings.
想到他的胜
Things they overcome.
也想到他的失败
And also their failure.
想到他的刚强
The strongholds.
也想到他的软弱
But also the weaknesses.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你如果根据后来以弗所启示录第二章第三章你就知道与老约翰在那里想什么
According to the Revelation chapter 2 and 3 you can understand what's in John's mind
然后自然的就想到士美拿的教会
Of course he would remember Smyrna the church
怎样为主受苦
How they have suffered for the Lord
然后就想到别加摩
Also Pergamum.
怎样那里居然有撒旦的座位
Indeed, how can the seat of Satan be inside?
然后推啊推拉
And Thyatira.
怎样有一些耶西别的教学
How can the Jezebel's teaching was
然后到了撒迪
In Sardis.
按照名是活的其实他是死的
According to the name, they are alive, but indeed a dead church.
然后想到腓立特菲
And Philadelphia.
主给他们开了的敞开的门。
The Lord has given them an open door.
让他们知道说
Let them know that
在犹太人中间主已经爱他们了。
Among the Jews, the Lord has loved them.
所有的教会只有别家只有非推亚推拉不只有非拉推杯知道他已经有了冠冕了。
All the churches among the seven, only Philadelphia has known about the crown.
最远最远就是哥罗西那个地方。
And then the furthest away is Colossians.
在哥罗西那个地方有三个教会。
There are three churches in Colossians.
写信给哥林多、哥罗西、格劳底家的一定要读的。
And that's why all the letters churches in Laodicea must read.
所以最后最后写信给劳底家。
So the last letter was in was towards.
看啊，我在门外叩门。
Look, I'm at the door knocking.
如果两三个人奉主的名聚集住就在我们中间的话
You know, the Lord said, only two or three gather together in His name, I will be inside.
为什么主在门外叩门
But now how come the Lord is at the door knocking outside?
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
当老约翰看见这些教会的情形的时候
When old John saw the conditions of the church,
他觉得非常非常的惊讶
He was so amazed.
因为他照照镜子照照镜子。
Oh, it's like a mirror.
他照往镜子里面看，看着他自己。
Why in the mirror he saw himself?
里面外里面的人虽然心思一天。
Yes, inside he was renewed day after day.
但是外面的人一天，外面的一天毁坏一天。
But outwardly, the body perish.
他知道说罪进到这世界，死就进到这个世界。
The world has come.The death has come into this world.
所以他知道只有身体得赎的时候他的身体才能够穿上荣耀。
He realized when the day of redemption comes, his body will be renewed.
他照镜子的时候
When he looked at his mirror,
他看见脸上有无数的皱纹
There are so many wrinkles,
还有许多的斑点
So many spots on his face.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
对于一个老人来说
For an old man,
在他整个人生过程里面
Throughout his life,
他一定要经过的。
Something he must gone through.
他对自己老化，他不觉得稀奇。
He has no feeling about his own aging.
叫他最稀奇的。
But something that really.
如果教会是基督的身体
，If the church is truly the body of Christ,
应该永远年轻才对。
Then this body should forever be young.
怎么在基督身体里面有皱纹？怎么在基督身体里有斑点？
How come in the body of Christ there is wrinkle and spots?
弟兄姊妹
Why?
你看看以弗所的教会
Now you look at the church.
看看推亚推拉的教会
Look at the church.
你看看老底家的教会
Laodicea church.
这不是我们今天的光景吗
Isn't it the churches reflecting
our condition? 如果这是我们今天的光景
If these are the our condition,
那就证明说教会已经老化
That means the church has already aged.
明白吗弟兄姊妹
Do you understand?
当保罗当教会成熟的时候
When the church matured,
主把彼得接走了。
The Lord has taken Peter
主把保罗接走了。
And Paul away from them.
他们非常的喜乐。
They were very happy.
他们不受刺激。
They didn't need to suffer.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But,
他从保罗手里接过以弗所教会。
From Paul, John received the churches.
教会怎样的属天。
How the church should be heavenly.
他们怎样的彼此相爱。
How they should love one another.
世人就知道说他们是主的门徒。
How the world can recognize them as the disciples.
但是曾几何时。
But in the old days.
经过了另外三十三年。
Another 30 years have gone past.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在老约翰所看见。
Now what old John saw.
是教会已经老化了。
Is an aged church.
明白吗弟兄姊妹。
Do you understand?
第一个世纪一百年
The first hundred years, first century
头三十三年
First 33 years
是教会的元首在道成肉身的日子
Is the head of the church incarnated
怎样从马槽经过十字架到的宝座
From the manger to the, through the cross to the throne
教会也是一样
The same for the church.
所以中间经过了三十三年多。
So in the middle, also 33 years.
这就是《使徒行传》给我们看见。
The book of Acts tells us.
但只有当你读到启示录的时候
But only when you read the book of Revelation.
你才知道第一个世纪最后的三十三年。
Then you realize the last one third of the first century, what had happened to the church?
感谢主。
We thank God.
如果教圣经的知识只有彼得的跟保罗的，
if the ministry is only stopped with Peter and Paul,
我们只看见前面的六十六年。
We only can see the first 66
years. 我们还不知道说教会会老的。
We'll never realize a church can grow
old. 我会老不稀奇。
Of course, we all grow old.
教会怎么会老？
It's nothing special.
教会怎么会有皱纹？
How can the church?
教会怎么有斑点呢？
Comes with spots and wrinkles.
现在怎么除去斑点？
How can we remove
spots and wrinkles? 怎么除去皱纹？
How can we get rid of the wrinkle?
这就是约翰的知识。
This is the ministry of John.
所以弟兄姊妹
For brothers and sisters,
现在明白吗
Do you understand?
因为约翰的执事是不忘的执事
Because the ministry of John is mending the net
所以主还留他在地上
That's why the Lord left him on earth
让他经过最痛苦的33年
Letting him going past the most painful
因为教会成熟的时候
You know when the church grows and matures
是工人的荣耀
It is the glory of the worker.
教会软弱的时候
When a church falls,
是工人最悲伤的时候
It is the most sorrowful time for the worker.
怎么样能够帮助教会回头
How can the worker help the church to repent?
弟兄姊妹当教会变成老底家
When the church becomes Laodicea,
众人的意见
Everyone's idea.
你说的算我也说的算
Your word is okay, my word is okay.
你这么解释圣经，我另外的解释圣经。
It's okay for you to explain the Bible this way. It's okay for me to explain my Bible. Brothers,
按理来说，主应该是基督的元，教会的元首。
Yeah. Our Lord should be the head of the church.
他怎么在门外面叩门
？But then how come he is not at the door, outside the door?
我们所认识的基督不应该是主观的基督吗？
Our Christ shouldn't be our subjective experience.
我们不应该天天与主坐席吗
？Shall we be on the table of the Lord every day?
怎么那么久了
？How come has been so long?
我们的主一直在门外叩门。
Our Lord is still outside knocking the door.
弟兄姊妹，你问问我们
，Ask yourselves.
我是富足的
，I am rich.
我是一样都不缺的
，I'm lacking nothing.
但是主说你是贫穷、瞎眼、可怜、赤身的。
But the Lord said, "You are poor, you are naked, you are blind."
弟兄姊妹，现在主说话了。
Now the Lord speaks.
主的评价跟我们的评价不一样。
His judgment is so different from ours.
你还洋洋得意，你高兴得不得了。
You think you're already so good, you're so happy about.
主说你是贫穷、瞎眼、可怜、赤身的。
You are pitiful, you are naked, you are blind.
所以你可见有的人对教会着迷了。
That's why you can see how
obsessed.
You are, some people are so obsessed about their churches.
弟兄明白吗
You understand?
许多时候我们教会失败了软弱我们居然不知道
So often the church has already failed without we recognizing it.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
在这个时候
In this time,
你看见主兴起的执事
Paul,
那是不忘的执事
The Lord has raised a ministry of mending the net.
现在 Now, 我们不光是要得着云端这一边的启示
Not only we will stopAt the revelation received on this side of the cloud,
我们要问云端的那一边。
We must ask what is behind the cloud.
我们主不是升天了吗
？Remember, the Lord was taken into heaven.
升天的故事是怎么一回事
？What is the story of His ascension?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
如果我们没有得着那个启示
，We haven't received that revelation.
你对教会永远是悲观的。
You will forever be pessimistic about the church.
有很多神的仆人说，我放弃。
So many church servants of the Lord will say, "I'm going to give up."
我们讲一点属灵的就可以了。
We just need to be spiritual ourselves.
我们不要讲教会。
Don't talk about church.
因为太难了，太难了。
It's so hard and so difficult.
你看见今天教会失败的情形。
You look at the condition of the church.
我们是失败的。
We fail.
教会失败的。
The church failed.
在这个情形，弟兄姊妹。
Under
this condition. 如果有一个神的仆人像老约翰一样。
Under such circumstances, if a man of God like
如果有个老仆人知道我们属灵的光景
If a servant of God who really understands our spiritual condition
他怀念
He remembers
他想念
He recalls
他也带到
He prays
所以到了主日他可以说是望着小亚细亚
That's why on the day of the Lord when he was watching looking at the coastline of Asia Minor
他心里怀念他们
When his heart was remembering the churches
他肩膀上也肩负他们
His shoulder was bearing the churches
他当然是伤心的人。
Of course, he was sorrowful.
年长的人
，You know, for an old man,
连蚱蜢都成为重担。
Even an ant can become a burden.
所以年长的人神经是最脆弱的。
You know, for an old man, Indeed, he's the most vulnerable.
你做妈妈的时候，年轻的时候，孩子多哭几声都不要紧。
You know, when as a young mom, the children cried, it's okay.
对年长的人来说，小孩子哭哭有时候刺激他们。
You know, if an old man, even a baby cries, can excite them a lot.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以说老约翰到了这个时候是可以说外面的人一天毁坏一天。
We can see John here at his age.Outwardly, he's
他应该早离开世界的
he knew his departure
他应该看不见这些事情发生
he shouldn't have seen all these changes.
他应该听不见这些羞耻的事情
he shouldn't have heard the shameful story about it.
他到主那里就卡就好了
It's good for him to be taken into glory. All these things will be fine.
但是主留约翰在地上
But the Lord has left him on earth.
为什么
Why?
因为主有一个执事是约翰的执事
Because there is a ministry for John only.
当见证荒凉的时候
While the testimony was so poor,
特别在主要回来以前
especially before the Lord's return,
当今天教会的光景这样的荒凉
when the condition of the church is so endured,
按着名我们是活的
according to the name we should be alive,
其实我们是死的
but indeed we are dead,
美国的情形就是个情形
the condition of America is
dead, 按着名大家都知道它是活的
according to the name America should be a living
place, 为什么那件事情变成惊天动地的事
how come that isSo such a reverse happening.
也很清楚的
Very clear.
就是这件事情根本不应该在美国发生的
This thing shouldn't have happened in America.
这证明什么
It proves.
证明今天教会荒凉了
The church is so desolate.
不止荒凉了
Not only desolate.
而且教会已经老化了
But very old and aged.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
什么时候有皱纹
What is wrinkle?
就证明我们肉体在做掌权
Meaning our flesh is governing.
什么时候我们有玷污
Anytime we've got spots,
就证明世界已经进到教会里面来了。
It proves that the world has entered the church.
怎么除去这些世界的影响
？How can we get rid of this influence?
怎么除去我肉体的影响
？The influence, the effect of the flesh.
你千万不要以为说教会所以今天不完全是因为那个弟兄在那里。
You can never say the church is imperfect because that brother is there.
神就是光
，God is light.
主要光照你。
God must reveal.
给你看，今天给教会带来最大难处就是我们这个人。
The biggest problem in the church is your own self.
我们还没有加入教会以前
，before you join the church,
教会有可能是完全的教会。
Maybe the church was perfect.
就是因为我们加入了
，It's because you have entered the church.
从此由教会不完全。
From then the church becomes imperfect.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and
sisters, 谁能够除去我的肉体呢？
Who can remove the flesh for us?
只有十字架呢。
Only the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
当见证荒凉的时候
When the testimony was poor,
我们还要不要走这条路呢
Do we still insist on this way?
路到底在哪里呢
And where is the way?
问题在这里
The problem here.
你有没有云那一端的启示
Do you, have you received the revelation on the other side of
the world? 现在我们要问
We must ask.
约翰看见了云那一端的启示
Now John has seen the revelation on the other side.
他就写了启示录。
That's why he wrote Revelation.
所以云这一段的启示
，the this side of the cloud
是约翰福音
，is the book of John.
云那一头的启示
，the other side of the cloud is Revelation.
所以弟兄姊妹
，so brothers and sisters,
当他满怀伤心
，while he was so sorrowful,
当他怀念众教会的时候
，while he was thinking and remembering all the churches,
圣经告诉我们说
，the Bible told us,
他后面有大声音如吹号。
I heard from behind a loud voice like a trumpet.
约翰就转过身来。
And I turned around and
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
今天我们完全伤心到一个地步，被教会的失败伤心。
Today we are overwhelmed by the problems of the church.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
你如果肯转过身来。
If you are willing to turn around.
约翰就看见他过去所没有看见。
He saw something he had never seen before.
然后有一条路。
And there was a way.
是约翰特别托付给约翰的。神托付给约翰的。
A special way God has given to John.
当主回来以前。
Before the Lord's return.
教会荒凉失败的时候。
While the church is desolate and has failed.
那教会有没有路呢
?Is there still a way for the church?
教会是有路。
There is a way for the church.
所以约翰就把那条路给了我们。
And John is now giving us the way.
所以这就是我们这一次聚集在一起追求的目标。
This is the theme of why we are here this time.
当教会老化的时候
When the church is aging,
我们的路到底在哪里
Where is the way?
但愿主对我们的深处说话。
May the Lord speak to the deepest part of heart.
我们低头祷告。
So we bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我把今天晚上再交在你的手里。
Our dear Lord, we commit once again tonight to your hand.
我们相信你是说话的主。
We believe that you are the Lord who speaks.
你既然动了这工，就求你成全。
Since you have begun this work, we pray that you will finish this work.
我们把明天晚上再带到你面前。
We commit tomorrow night's meeting to you.
如果你愿意的话
，Lord, if you are willing,
你再度召集我们。
Continue and speak to us again.
你对我们说更深的话。
Speak to us deeper word.
我们告诉你说主啊
，Lord, we want to tell you.
我们承认我们今天的光景。
We admit and confess the conditions of.
我们又失败。
We failed.
又软弱。
We weak.
教会真的充满了老化的情形。
The church is so full of aging symptoms.
我们求你拯救我们。
We need you to save us.
听我们在里面的祷告。
Listen to our prayer, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' victorious name, we ask.
Amen.
Amen.